Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is Thursday, September 30th, 2021. And it's been a while. It's been a couple weeks since we spoke, so hopefully we'll get some good information out there. But before we get started, let's go ahead and do the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Some very interesting words when you say, the United States of America, a republic, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Seems like we don't want to teach those kind of things anymore in school, and we're going to talk about education in a few minutes here. Karen Schoen is going to join us, and she is the guru of education, and she can get into some of the weeds of what's really happening with education. Many of us already know from some of the things we've been seeing, but we got to really focus. And I think with everything that's happening today, it's so much more apparent of how education is truly underlying part of the problem. And as people who know me know, I love the expression, the quote from Thomas Jefferson. If you expect a nation to be ignorant and free, you expect what never was and will never be. You cannot be an ignorant nation and be free. It doesn't work that way. And that is exactly what we have become, extremely ignorant through the dumbing down of the people through public education, through the federal government getting involved in education and not being left to the local local governments like it's supposed to be, to the local people. And those types of things. So, again, we're going to have Karen on here in just a few minutes to get into a knee-deep discussion about that. But first, I wanted to go and talk a little bit about what's going on with COVID. It's Biden is out there now saying he wants 98% vaccinated. And there's so much stuff that keeps coming up on this stuff. We cannot allow, you cannot give up security, your liberty for security, or you'll have neither. And that's what this really is. Give up your liberty for what you believe to be security with this vaccine, and you'll see you have neither. It's there's some new stuff that's really been coming out, and the negative side effects of this thing. It's not really a vaccine. The CDC had to change the definition of a vaccine. I mean, can you imagine? Well, this thing we're calling a vaccine really isn't one, so let's just change the definition of a vaccine so we can call it one. I mean, it's insane. And how is that allowed to go on except for an ignorant society? I mean, you'd have to be dumb to believe it, right? Ignorance? It's unbelievable to me that people would still even swallow this stuff, that people would still go get the booster shot and whatever else. And, of course, we saw Biden getting something, but who knows whether it was really a booster shot for the vaccine or something else. Lord only knows he probably does need some meds with his condition. And when I don't really mean to, it's not to make fun of Biden for his situation, but he suffers with something that frequently comes with senior years, some form of dementia or something. He's just not all there. He was never too great when he was all there, but now it's even worse. And you have to wonder who's really behind him. Is it Obama who's behind him? That's my guess. I don't know. But the whole point is what's happening to us at the societal level is all because we as a society have become extremely ignorant and dumbed down as a whole. Now, it's obviously not, I don't believe all of us are ignorant and dumb and stupid, but there's definitely a good part of us that are ignorant now because of what's happened to public education. And that's been the rules of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. You got to go out there, you got to change the next generation. You're not going to change those who believe in freedom to begin with. You got to go out there and take the younger minds and manipulate and indoctrinate them. And that's exactly what's happened. But getting back to the COVID thing, and I stress, put the two pieces together. Ignorance is allowing us to just take in anything they say on COVID, to COVID-19. Like they say it, you know, the reporters say it, it must be true. The elected officials, the public servants, they say it must be true. President Biden wouldn't lie, right? He wasn't lying when he said what was going on in Afghanistan, right? Now we have these generals and these others all saying something different. Must all be true. We're just listening and taking in anything and drinking any Kool-Aid they give us. We can't be this dumb. And when it comes to COVID, the things I've just seen recently is make sure you look up the expression leaky vaccine. And it's Dr. Ryan Cole, I believe, who had has the video, and he was, I believe, being interviewed by Dr. Del Bigtree on Highwire, highwire.com. If you go out there and watch this video and watch several of them in that area there, it's so interesting because I want Fauci to say why what this Dr. Cole is saying isn't true. When they get into what is really happening and the very scientific stuff to this, what's happening with this vaccine and how it, in fact, is taking away your immune system. And they go into it and they explain it in pretty much layman terms so that even I can understand it. But the whole point is, it's corrupting. I use that word corrupting. It's ruining your own immune system. So when you get something else, this is why the people who are vaccinated are getting sicker more easily, and they're coming up with these other variants. And it's going to keep on going. So the nerve of them to say we don't have the right to say no to this garbage that hasn't been tested. It's still in emergency use. And at the very same time, and again, this goes back to the ignorance of the people, wait a minute. Hydroxychloroquine has been out there for how long? And there was a Nobel Peace Prize for the ivermectin for human therapy treatment. And then the recent one is the NAC, which I think I may have put a link out there on the show page. And this NAC was something I just heard about last week. And I'm not even going to try to say what the name of it is. You'll have to look that one up yourself. It's a supplement. It's not even a prescription drug. It's a supplement that helps with COPD and other respiratory conditions. And now the FDA is trying to say, no, you can't use that either. They're blocking these others. And, of course, we know if you're not ignorant, we know the FDA cannot have an emergency use authorization for a vaccine if there are known therapies. Well, if there's known therapies, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and even this NAC supplement that could help, or some other things that are out there, they can't continue on with a fake vaccine. And who's making all the money? Big Pharma's making all the money. These people who believe in depopulation, like Bill Gates, are jumping for joy, I guess. We're going to see down the road. And the Dr. Cole, he's talking about the fact that this vaccine is going to, I don't know if he actually used the word that it's deadly, but it's going to put you at risk because your immune system, your natural immune system is being destroyed. So when you get a regular cold, it's going to be worse, and just other things in general, your natural immune system. And then, of course, they try to block you from having it, after having COVID, having built up your own natural immunity to it, that's not good enough. And then many of us saw the video of the toddler with the mask who didn't want the mask on, and the daycare center kept putting him on. And at one point you could see the daycare worker was getting frustrated and had the thing over his eyes and everything had it over almost his whole face. And it's like, it's not normal. Our people can't be this ignorant. How do you think it's normal to do that and put that over a child's face? And what is the child is eating the stuff? I mean, it's causing more harm than good at a most basic common sense. I'm not a scientist or a doctor having studied how much fabric that the child would have ingested from doing that, but it's only common sense. The next thing you know, the kid will be taking it off and sticking it in his mouth. It's so insane. And this can only happen through an ignorant society. I mean, that's truly my own opinion. The only way this would continue to happen like this, why people are so gullible to it, is ignorance. No critical thinking ability. The dumbing down of Americans has been successful, my own opinion. And you try to talk to some of these people, and I was talking to somebody today. I said, what? And it just happens to be a friend of ours who had the vaccine, who also had some respiratory problems, appears to be sick again and may have COVID again after the vaccine, and again had serious respiratory problems to begin with, major chain smoker and things like that. And I'm saying, oh, it's really bad that you know, the person's got vaccine again, or got the COVID again. And in talking, I said, this person knows that I'm not too much in favor of vaccines, and this person happens to believe in taking any Kool-Aid they give. I said, well, when you get a chance, you know, just go out there and look up leaky vaccine. And the person's response was, that sounds disgusting. I'm not looking at that. Well, why would you not want a leaky vaccine? What do you think it's going to be? It's going to be explaining how the vaccine is doing something different. It's not working as it's supposed to. So why would you be scared to read that? But this is the mindset we have today. This is the ignorance out there. How did we get this ignorant? How did we get this gullible? That's where Karen's going to shed some real light on to how we end up getting here. But I think, you know, when you see what's happening with COVID, when you see what's happened with this election, go back to an uneducated society, no critical thinking, no challenging anything. You're being taught to be obedient, do as you're told, shut up and sit down. In fact, I just thought, I think it was on Epoch. Let me see if I got my paper here. Epoch Time, I don't know how many of you might happen to be getting that paper. Colorado school told to mask up or shut down. This was out in Colorado. This is in our free society. And then the other part, going back to the ignorance or whatever, which I actually think most people are kind of awake to this one. How many thousands of people are coming over illegally, and now we've had all these Haitians have come over. No vaccine, no kind of health check at all. Let's spread the virus. It's insane. This whole process, how can reasonable people, if God gave you a brain, are you really using it to say this is all okay? It's all destroying us, and it goes through the election. Why, you just go back through, do a little bit of critical thinking of what happened, and I go back to anybody and say at the very beginning of COVID, what would America and the world, what would America look like today had it not been for COVID? Who would be president today? Do you not think there might have been another underlying element involved in this COVID plandemic? Not a pandemic, but a plandemic? Can you think that way? Can you open your mind enough just to consider maybe there's some evil intention? And then when you get into all the stuff about the election and what happened with Hillary, Hillary Clinton, she was right to be mad. We rigged the system. We rigged the election. How did I lose? They didn't do the formula right, and they weren't getting the formula right this last time, and that's why they had to shut down the machines. It's like, oh, my goodness, we're not going to get it this time either. So we have to do it. And so people are just sitting there. Yeah, too many people are just willing to go along with it. And if this is what we're going to allow, if this is truly what the mindset of the American people today, America has truly already fallen. We don't even pretend to be a free society, because we're definitely not one as we are today. The question is, can we restore it? I don't know, but we definitely can't do it if people are ignorant. So with that being said, I'm going to ask Karen Schoen to give us an update on what she's been doing, tell us a little bit about her radio show she's got going on, and then take a deep dive into how Americans have become so brain dead. Hello, Karen. How you doing?
I'm fine, Sally. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for asking. And you are absolutely right on with everything that you said. This is what is going on right now. And the one thing that is always missing to me, being a former teacher, is how did all of this happen? And the answer is education. You can't have a society 3 deep like we have right now without changing education. That's exactly what this is all about. So education is absolutely key, because, just take a look at what just went on with this abortion bill. Women's Health Protection Act. Did you know that in the Women's Health Protection Act, they describe viability as, a person that can live outside the womb? Well, in this Abortion Act, you're allowed to abort anything that is not viable up until the day of it before its birth. How is that possible? It's possible because people don't look at the babies in the womb as a baby because they weren't taught that it's a real living being. And when you're not taught that and you don't have that experience, then it skews your thinking for everything down the road. And that's what we have going on right now. These people came from someplace. They came from schools and then universities that, you're right, Sally, it trained them. There was no education going on. Education is based on fact, which is truth, so that everybody hears the same thing. The sun rises in the east. Well, it can't rise in the east for me and rise in the west for Sally. It doesn't work that way. It rises in the east for everybody. That's what American law is like. That law that is written, do not run a red light, is supposed to be for everybody who lives in the United States. We all learn that. Well, now we have a group that has dumbed down our society so much that they are incapable of understanding any of these laws, of interpreting any of the laws, and therefore it's easier for them to give it to other people who know how to manage. And that's what we have today. I blame a lot of this, Sally, on affirmative action. That's what they call the what are they calling it today? The diversity and critical race theory and all that. So as a result of America being racist, we went through a program which was in place, which was affirmative action, and that was supposed to make everything fair. Well, that didn't make everything fair because everything is not fair. Life is not fair, period. There's nothing you can do about it. We have different experiences. We are all human beings, but our body, makeup, I might be allergic to something that Sally likes. She might be allergic to something that I can use. Our bodies are different. We all have bodies. We're all human beings, but the makeup, the interior, is different. And what these people want to do is make it all the same. And they are upset because it's not all the same. The one thing I'm finding, Sally, which I thought was really, really encouraging, and that was the people that I have been speaking to throughout the country, there's a lot more of us than them. The problem is we're not organized like they are. We didn't have community organizers, which, by the way, is in the continuing resolution. Isn't that nice? We're going to be paying for community organizers.
Yeah.
We are also, just on a side note, and love to go back and talk about this one, we are paying $6.3 billion for Afghans. And that does not mean Afghans from Afghanistan. That means Afghans from any place in the world where they immigrated to before. They can come here, and we can pay for them. Now, this is the same crowd that refused to pay $2.3 billion to Trump to do a wall. They're giving away $6.3 billion to a group of people who want to kill us. Let that one sit for a while. That was a tough one. But that's what it is. But to get back to the abortion and the abortion issue, first of all, if the students were taught right, they would learn this is a baby, and that they would learn that if they want to have sex, that they should take precaution, that they should. There are so many different methods of birth control. Why go through the hassle of an abortion when you can take a pill and have birth control? Why do that? Because most of the people that are having abortions have not been educated properly and don't understand what it is that they're doing. And in reality, I think they're killing babies. What do you think, Sally?
Yeah, I would say so. And you think about when it comes to education and sex education, what are they teaching? I mean, they're teaching them to put a condom on a banana, but they're not explaining why.
Yes, they're even having condom races. But here we are in America, and Obamacare forced us to pay in Obamacare for contraceptives. However, they don't tell anybody about them. So it's like the COVID. They have a vaccine. We have preventative things that we don't even need the vaccine. Uh-oh, red flag. Big Pharma is not going to get gazillions of dollars if we don't take a booster every other minute. And
now, this is one. Let me ask you one thing real quick here. Because I did not vote for Trump in the first. I didn't vote for either Trump or Hillary Clinton either time in the first election. I did vote for Trump the second time. But when it comes down to this thing, this warp speed and everything in Big Pharma, what is somehow, some way, I mean, Trump, I mean, I understand he was in a bad situation not knowing what this thing was. But at this point in time, doesn't he think he – what is he going to say or speak up? When is the whole idea of what Trump was doing, Big Pharma was supposed to be mad at him, but I would say Big Pharma must love him to death at this point, because he has made them so rich. The money that has gone streaming out because of this, and it keeps going and going and going. And all I'm asking of the likes of a Trump and some of these other so-called Republicans that are more like rhinos, why can't we get a town hall forum with the America's frontline doctors, this Dr. Ryan Cole, and if you have to use a puppet of Anthony Fauci, then go ahead and have that puppet, because he'll probably be too scared to come on the same stage. Have an open discussion about what is really happening here, and teach people why you're not supposed to be using this vaccine. And, I mean, how many billions and billions of dollars? And they're going to keep getting more at the rate we're going, because no one's going to stop them.
I agree with what you're saying, and that is not going to happen until the Americans get off of Facebook and Twitter and the other social media platforms that censor all of this information, because I think it was a month ago, last month, Governor DeSantis had, I think it was 10 doctors, and at a round table all discussing COVID, what could be done and what they should come up with and preventative, blah, blah, blah. It was on YouTube and the platforms, I think, for 3 days, and then they took it down and said that it was filled with erroneous information. So you have not only the pharma, but this is really driven by social media. And they even said that they are removing any erroneous information regarding the vaccine or anything about it. So the people are doing the work. It's getting it out there that is the problem. And that's why I think platforms like Getter, and I have to say this, we need to have like a Facebook, and it does not matter what platform you're using. Use Getter also, because that one is the one that was put together by Jason Miller, and he was Trump's communications person. And this is not a platform that is not going to be shut off. So it doesn't matter if you're using Gab or Telegram or whatever. Stop using Facebook and Twitter. Every time you touch the key and make a keystroke, you're making them money. Why would you want to do that? How stupid is that? Oh, but my family is on Facebook. They tell me my family is on and I won't be able to talk to my family. Well, if you're in the gulag, like many of the people are right now in jail, in solitary confinement, they can't talk to their families. And who said they're not going to come after you? Now is the time that we have to stick up. And now is the time that we have to do. And now is the time that we have to speak out. And you can't speak out if we're being censored. And as long as the Democrats are in control, nothing is going to happen to Facebook, to Dorsey and Zuckerberg, because they're the money people. So there's not going to be any legislation about them. We don't need legislation. We can do it ourselves. We need to pick a platform. It seems as though the people are very interested in Getter and Rumble. And then there's plenty of other ones. So join other ones as well. But just make sure that you're on Getter and Rumble. Let's make that one the competition of Facebook. Facebook right now is doing the same thing to Brazil and Italy and I think France that they did to America. They're shutting down opposition speech. Haven't they?
It's amazing to me. I mean, you know Tom Pastore. He's been out there ranting for people to get off. It doesn't cost you a thing. We could shut them down in a day if the Americans would all just get rid of Facebook and Twitter all at the same time. But you got to get what I've sent stuff out to these different rhinos or Republicans. Why are you guys still on Twitter? Why aren't you out there? Because they could be the one to say, hey, guys, and, you know, Mark Levin, I think, was one who did actually drop off it. To go out there and say, okay, let's turn off the Twitter. Trump's already off it for other reasons. But turn it all off. Just go out there and turn it off. And see what they do. They're not going to, you know, it's, but yet here they're out there complaining,
and if
pretending.
It's so awful and
they're not like
they say, so what? So what? You're someplace else. Who cares?
Exactly.
Not only that, Getter allows you to transport your whole Twitter account. So if you want to be on, I can't imagine why anybody would want to be on Twitter, but if you're on Twitter, at least get on Getter. Because there will come a day that you will be shut down. I know people don't believe that. But that's going to happen. It's going to get a lot worse. This reminds me of Ayn Rand. So do you think Trump is John Galt? But this is exactly what went on. These people shut down industry and made the people starve. Because they were greedy bastards, and they were communists, and they want to control everything. And until we understand that and can actually verbalize it, then we have, 13 rhinos that just voted right now to give the Democrats a continuing resolution when they could have put the Democrats in the toilet. I never met a group of people or heard of a group of people that snatched defeat from victory as much as these guys do. They are a disgrace. But they're not Republicans and they're not conservatives. They are rhinos who are globalists, and they don't care about America. That's the other thing that I noticed. These people do not care about America. They are not patriots. They have houses all over the world. So if you blow up their house in America, they'll go live in the one in Brazil. They don't care. They have no allegiance to anybody or anything or any country. They do not care. It's not in their MO. Empathy is not part of their picture. They are basically sociopaths and psychopaths. They have no feeling, no emotion. It doesn't matter if you swat a fly and kill it or swat a baby and kill it. It doesn't matter to them. It's a hard thing to understand, and it's a hard thing to grasp. But somebody pointed out something that I thought was very interesting. Every time you listen to them, and they say Trump or anything is going to destroy our democracy. Take the word democracy and substitute the word progressive liberal communist words. Because they fit. Because that's what they're afraid of. They are afraid that we are going to eliminate their power. And the only way that we can do that is with a new election, because nothing else will stand. And we will find the fraud, and Donald Trump should be president. And hopefully it will go to the Supreme Court, but we can't depend on that. But the fraud that they're finding is massive. Now, it's our job to educate the rest of the people, because it's certainly they are not going to be educated on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. It's not going to happen. They're going to get fed the same crapola, the same garbage. The good news is there are many, many vocal blacks today who say, wait a minute, we're not living in the 50s anymore. I wouldn't be in my house, mansion, car, whatever, having a show, being in sports if we were in the 50s. It's not like that anymore. And nobody, you have these people who, you know, everything to them is a major catastrophe, and nobody calls them on it. There was a woman, I think a teacher in Oregon, and she took the American flag off the wall and hung up the LGBTQ and flag and BLM banner or something. And she said the American flag made her feel uncomfortable. Well, if I was a parent and had a kid in that school, I would be marching right up to the principal and I would say, her removal of the American flag makes me feel uncomfortable. Where are the people doing that? We let them get away with it. Why? Basically because that's what we were taught. We were taught to be tolerant. We were taught to be the silent majority. And as a result, we let them walk all over us and we keep our mouths shut. So I guess it was mission accomplished where we were at before.
Yeah, and I guess that comes back to some of the most basics of education, indoctrination versus education kind of thing. It's when you think that people... because we're a free society, well, you have the right to do what you want to do. And it's like, okay, and most of us who truly believe in the Constitution go along with that. But then they take it to such an extreme. It's like, where do you draw the line on that, the free society? Because it goes back to the most basics, and we know that this isn't taught. There's a thing called the Declaration of Independence. And if you ask the average high school student today or even the college grads, Where do your rights come from? What are they going to tell you? They're going to say government is the one that defines your rights. It's like, no, it's endowed by our Creator. That by itself is where we said we are one nation under God, endowed by our Creator. Biden is not my Creator. I don't know about anybody else, but anybody who thinks Biden is their Creator, well, I feel sorry for you. But, we don't even understand that most basic fundamental, endowed by our Creator. And yet
we don't.
We sacrifice and give them the rights. Yeah, go ahead.
We don't. You're absolutely right. You don't, because they don't want us to believe in God. You have to believe in government. You have to believe in, what do they call, the supreme leader. You have to believe in that. You can't believe in God. You can't believe in this being that you can't touch and feel. Oh, he doesn't exist. What they don't realize is that part of us that believes in God also has a morality that they don't have. So we might do something, but we also would say, I don't know if I should really do that because that might not be good for so-and-so. We might think that way. So we might not do something if it's going to harm somebody else. We might go out on a limb and do crazy things if it's going to harm us, but we won't go out and intentionally harm somebody else. We are the people that said no to killing babies. And they don't care. Their goal is depopulation. And they will go about doing it any way possible. It doesn't matter to them if one person dies or 500 people die or 5,000 or 5 million. It doesn't matter. Less mouths to feed.
The only change that, that. W- the only Oh, excuse me. The only thing about that one there is like, this is, again, you talk about brainwashing, ignorance, or what your true motive is. Get back to critical thinking, people. Think about what it really is. How can a society that's wanting to put a gag order, which is what the masks are, they're trying to isolate people. The mask is really a form of isolation, not to mention it really doesn't help your health any. And then the stupid vaccines and all this other stuff that they're trying to do to the American people while they have an invasion coming in, and those people are okay. I mean, this is, if you can go along with this, I don't understand. You must be brain dead. I mean, it's the most obvious example that these people are lying to you, but why would you still believe it? Why would you? These people are coming in. We're expected to pay for them, pay to take care of them while they spread whatever it is. It may not even be COVID that they're spreading around. Who knows? And yet we can't say anything about them because that wouldn't be nice. But we can trash the American people.
Well,
I mean,
you have to start saying something about them and forget about being nice. That's the problem. You can't be nice when you are playing against an enemy that is not nice. So it's, as Obama said, you don't take a knife to a gunfight. And we have been taking a plastic knife to this gunfight. Well, it's time to go and get the tools out, and it's time to start using them. Why are we not boycotting things? Because they tell us, oh, you don't boycott. That's terrible. What was the most successful thing done in the 60s to improve race relations and get a move on for the civil rights movement? You know what it was? It was the boycott. It was successful. Why are we not boycotting? Because we're told it's unsuccessful. Listen to Sean Hannity. Oh, I don't like blank hands.
And O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, I don't like boycotts. Really? You know, it takes me an hour more in the supermarket because I look at everything. And if it says China, I don't buy it. I am not interested in feeding them, and that's, we are doing that by shopping. There are so many credit cards, I guess it was good, that I cut up that I refuse to use, that I don't buy stuff from these places anymore, because they turn around and give our money to people who want to kill us. That doesn't make sense. You made a good point about the masks. I was thinking of this. In this CR, is $6.3 billion for Afghani people to come here. What just went on in Afghanistan? Well, the Taliban said, we are now going to be under Sharia law. Okay, women, you are useless. You are second class, third class, fourth class citizens, and cover your face. What are we doing? Exactly the same thing. Cover your face. Why? Because when you wear a mask, you have no personality, no facial expressions, no you, and people shy away from talking. So they are curtailing our communication and destroying the relationship that people have when they talk to one another. And we have to stop allowing that to happen and get back to talking. We all know the masks are garbage. Why are the businesses doing it? Well, if you remember, I think it was in June. I'm not sure. I know it was this past year. A new program from the Business Administration, whatever, which agency I forgot, came up with an ESG score for businesses. I think they started it in 2020, put it in place, and got it in place for 2021. Now, what does this score do? Well, this is your environmental, social justice, and governance score that an investor will have to determine whether or not you are worthy of getting that investment, of getting that tax subsidy, of getting that government contract, of getting that rebate, of getting whatever it is that you're getting, of getting that grant. Well, if you are now going to be scored and your whole livelihood is going to be scored on this type of a credit system, you bet your ass I'm going to go woke. And I'm going to be the wokest. So what do you think is going on? Why do you think they're doing this? They're doing this because control. Now they... In our Constitution, you cannot, the government cannot tell a private business what they can and can't do if they comply with certain laws. Of course, they're supposed to change that if they don't comply with the laws, but if it's a favored corporation, they don't care. How do you become a favored corporation? Well, you make sure that you have a high score on your ESG. So the ESG is becoming to a business what the social credit score is for the individual.
Well, there's the other part, too. There's the other aspect, and this is where, once again, education. Do people really know what fascism really is? And we've got, and this goes back to how many times you and I have had shows in the past talking about public-private partnerships and this stuff.
Okay.
Government is in bed with business. They give them funding for different things. All the different things they do on the side. And this is why you cannot have public-private partnerships. And this is the true meaning of fascism, when, in fact, government truly takes over the free market. I mean, there's that allegiance or alliance between them, and you no longer have a free market. We really don't have a free market except for the small businesses, and, of course, they're putting them out of business.
That's right. Well, that was why they put the small businesses out of business. And now what they did in this $3.5 trillion bill, they would give a business a grant. However, that business has to have a high ESG score and cannot have any customers or employees who are not vaccinated. And if they do have any employees, they could be subject of a fine up to $750,000 for each infraction. So you tell me what the atmosphere is going to look like after this $3.5 trillion deal gets passed, and why we had better be putting pressure on the schmucks that are in our Senate and House, especially the 30, the however many Republicans voted for this continuing resolution. But we had better put pressure on them. And we had better primary these people out, because this is our last chance. We don't succeed this time, America is gone. And it is going to take a long time to get it back, because they will control the voting. And once they control the voting, that is the end. Now.
Exactly. I think it was Glenn Beck who said something today. I don't know. It may have been something to do with that vote. I was working during the day, so I was only getting bits and pieces. But it may have been something where he said something about getting rid of these rhinos. We cannot accept this anymore. If this is the way this Republican Party is going to behave, we got to get rid of it, which, of course, that's another thing we've been talking about for some time as well.
I said the good news is I think people are waking up. And I think
Little by little.
God bless people like you and me and everybody else who's spreading the word. That's the great thing about the truth. There's only one version. You only have to remember one thing. You don't have to put a lie on top of a lie on top of a lie on top of a lie, because there's only one version, and it's the truth. And it didn't happen any other way. Whatever it was happened that way.
I think Afghanistan and the border are two really biggies that are really taking the pie in the face to the what I'll call the genuine Democrats who thought that Democrats cared about them, which Democrats care the least about people when it comes right down to it. And they always have, going back to the days of slavery and the black vote and everything else, if we actually taught the truth about anything. But I think my mother was a Democrat. She truly believed the Democrats cared about the working class. If you today, if that's what you truly believed, and you still believe that today, then you truly are brain dead.
You're absolutely right. And your mother probably believed that like I was guided into believing that, because you had to be, as a teacher in New York, you had to be part of the union. And the unions are communist. I mean, there's no bottom line on that. The unions are definitely communist. So you have this communist, you want to know why it is the way it is. It's because these people are communists. They don't care. They don't care about people. People are disposable to them. What do they call us? They call us human capital and human resources. Well, I'm not human capital. I'm a human being. But what they're doing is they're trading our labor for their enrichment, for their money. It's our labor. We're supposed to be paid on it, not them. Technically, they don't even have any right to shut down an energy plant. They have no right to do that. The energy, the oil, when it says government, who is the government? It's us. Not them. There is no government if we don't want a government. We are the ones that elected these people. Shame on us. Now we have to do something about it.
Goes back to education. What are the sovereign? Yep. Who are the sovereign? Who is the government? What is we the people? Of course, one last thing on the Democrat stuff. The Democrats of my day, they were the JFK. You know, my mother, JFK. Kennedy would never stand a chance in this Democrat Party today. So, because truly he was a conservative, he wasn't a Democrat.
We were listening to him. Frank recorded one of the shows that they had on. I think it was when it was his anniversary, and listening to some of his speeches. And now, because of what is happening now, you go back and you listen to his speeches, and it's like, he believed that. people don't realize he wasn't such a great guy either. He signed the Small Arms Agreement with the United Nations. How stupid was that? So he had good spots and he had bad spots, but his best spot was his ability to talk and bring the people together. That was what was great about him. So you accepted his nonsense because he was good at making you feel good about yourself, about the country, and he had us on a very positive economic path.
Yep. Nothing like what the Democrats would allow today. I can't imagine him being elected today in the current environment.
Oh, I agree with you. I don't think he'd get elected. I don't think he would. I agree. He would have a rough time. Well, the progressives are giving Nancy a rough time. So it is my hope that they push her over the edge. And we have to have a real huge sweep in 2022. Because when
we have to. And we have to have real Republicans, not the rhino crabble that's out there.
And the first
Americans.
And these people don't vet. And that's real important. You go there and you listen to a candidate and they tell you, I'm for this and I'm for that. But nobody says, what does that mean? You know, there's no depth to it. It's just another bullet point, another disconnected, I'm going to take critical race theory out of the schools. Really, how? How do you plan on doing that? Nobody asks those questions, which are the important ones. I don't care what a person says. I care how they act.
Well, and when we talk to education, I want to make sure we get out there about the U.S. Department of Education, which, of course, I think back in the days of Reagan, I can't remember who before him, but we're supposed to be getting rid of the Department of Education. When you think about this is where the federal government, which technically, as you were saying, we the people, the government is us. However, when you allow a federal department like that, and we have so many of them that we don't elect, and yet they have all these powers, they are given all these powers, and then they wave the carrot out there, and then it's like, well, the federal government's going to give us this much money for this school program. And it's like it's totally backwards with the way the system's supposed to work. And I guess if there was ever anything.
Another thought on that one. The federal government, I went to the superintendent, a former superintendent in my county, and I asked him how much money he gets from the federal government to put in these programs. So he said, oh, we get about 5 to 10% of budget. Okay, budget for the program. I said, okay, how much does it cost you to implement the program? He said, about 30 to 40% of budget. And I said, does that make sense? And you know what he said? I never looked at it that way. Really? This is what happens when you don't have economics in school.
It's so scary.
Yep. You have, affirmative action and all of these programs that are not merit-based really breed mediocre people. What do I have to, it's like going into a classroom and you get an A and I get an F and the teacher says, I'll even it out and give you both a C. Excuse me? I didn't do a C. I knocked myself out. I studied real hard. I worked my butt off. He did nothing. Why does he get a C? Why am I being reduced? Because when you look at everything has to be the same, that's what that means. So people, naturally, human nature, will rise to what they can achieve. And if you're telling them in advance, you can only achieve a level C, then they're not going to do A work.
Isn't that Maslow's hierarchy or something? Maslow's hierarchy?
Yeah. I don't remember which one it was.
As far as you can go. I doubt that gets taught in school anymore either. Getting kind of back to the education, I want to make sure we talk about education versus indoctrination and why what's happening today is truly indoctrination. It is truly the brainwashing. It's training. Whatever in somehow getting that out there. And as I was kind of starting to say before too, it's like the encouragement is, and this was truly the one beauty, maybe the blessing of COVID, if I can actually say that, it's not easy to say blessing of COVID, was that it forced parents to pay some attention to what their kids were being taught. And all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, something's not right here. And then they actually got a little bit more engaged in the topic and the issues. And then, of course, seeing some of the other impacts, even though we're still not over the total hurdle, but I've never seen this many parents engaged in any of the discussion about education. And they were just, the government's doing it. We can trust the government. And I guess one of the stupidest things, this is something that I put out there all the time. I'm sure you've heard me say it many times, like the whole idea of the brainwashing that was done to me when I was in school is like, well, you're going to go vote for this person. They're going to represent you, and they're going to do what's right with what you need. They represent you. They work on your behalf, and they take this oath. And that was really where it stopped. It's like you were never taught to go to a commission meeting. You were never taught to say, well, what did they really do? How did they really vote? You weren't taught any of that stuff. It's like a massive awakening. Yeah, go ahead.
I asked, I called the Department of Education in Florida in the curricula department, and I asked them when civics, this was a couple of years ago, when do the kids learn civics? So she said, they learn that in the history class in the fifth grade. I said, excuse me? I said, civics, you know what civics is? It has to do with history, but not based on history. then I got annoyed and I said, you are the head of the curricula department? Oh, she said, oh, yes, I am. I said, I bet you make over $100,000 a year, huh? Oh, yes, I do. I said, oh, I'm not going to ask you how much more, but I'm sure you do. She said, yes. And then you don't know the difference between civics and history. I was so, but that's what
either laugh
is.
Or cry.
This is the problem. The problem is that it's already ingrained three people deep. And what is ingrained started in the 60s and was a heavy-duty dose of changing the schools from education to training. Now, in 1989, a woman by the name of Shirley McCune from the McReel Foundation, another progressive think tank, went to the Governors Association and made a presentation. And Bush 41 was the president. Clinton was the governor, but he was head of the Governors Association. And Shirley comes in and she says, well, we are going to change, and this is on YouTube right now if you want to go look. We are going to change education. We will no longer focus on the individual. We will be we will be focusing on the collective. We will no longer be educating. We will be training our students to work. And we will no longer be teaching about America, because we are all global citizens. And as a result of that, slowly but surely, books and everything began to change, and science books, math books, all kinds of books like that. So the way indoctrination works is, and the computer has made it very easy. There's a program, it's called CASEL. And this program is behind the program that the kid might, maybe the kid is doing a math book. Well, it might be run on CASEL. Maybe the kid is doing a history lesson. It might be run on CASEL. So the programs, the subjects are run on the software CASEL. What does CASEL do? CASEL begins to nudge the child into the correct positive behavior pattern. Well, who is doing that to the child? Well, the computer is analyzing the child's keystrokes. Every time the child makes an answer, it has to fit within a certain parameter, and if it doesn't, the child is asked again and again and again. And again, until the child comes out with the correct answer as prescribed by the algorithm, as written by the think tanks. So this is what we have on the indoctrination side. So your child, their destiny, they will be told what job they will have. They will be nudged into a job. Maybe your kid wants to be a veterinarian, and they think that that would be absolutely wonderful, but the computer has decided that they should be an electrician. What do you think the child will be? An electrician. This is what went on in the Soviet Union, which is why the Soviet Union turned to vodka. This is why America is turning to drugs and alcohol and cutting and mutilation and suicide, because when you remove a person's destiny, their hope, their desire, human nature inherently has a desire to be, I want to be noticed, I want to be good, I want to be the best. But if you're told in the beginning, well, you're stupid, you don't know anything, you're a victim, what do you know? Oh, this was done to you. Somebody did it to you. you have no responsibility of yourself because somebody else always did it to you as a child. And then everything is based on feelings. The answer of 2 + 2 might be 4. And the answer right after that, it would say, how did you feel about this answer?
Yeah, and it's like we got to get people to get rid of the electronics. It's like something,
yes.
You know, the first time someone told me this, this was many years ago. It's like I really had to sit back and think about what this meant, but it's so relevant today. The same thing that can make you strong can also make you weak. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wrote an article about that because I discovered that in Silicon Valley they do not allow to have their children are not allowed to have any electronic device until the sixth grade, and in China they have limited gaming and electronics to 3 hours on the weekend. So they are not interested in electronics and all of this other good garbage. But they have to feed it to the American people and bring the American people down several notches because the American people were the innovators, the creators. We would create all of these different things, and then it would be sent to China, and they would make it, but they didn't create it, which is why they went after our patents and went after everything. But again, they are still behind. It's not out front. We look at a thing and we say, how many different ways can we make this better? Oh, if I add this, if I do that. The Chinese say, how many times can I reproduce the same thing? So there's a difference.
We have a caller out there. I don't know if they're going to have a question or they want to comment, but let's go ahead and take this caller. It's 0021. Can we get your first name?
Hi, my name is Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. This whole school thing is honestly has been grinding my gears for a while now.
Well, Mike, what are you doing about it?
I try to explain to people, like I try to have a conversation with someone who's just like so on the other side of the fence with them, and I told him, I was like, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, you know? And they just kept arguing with me about it, and I was trying to show them that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Like, you go to school, and you learn the subjects you need to do, and you have your dreams. Like, the grass is always greener on the other side. And then they tried to chime in, and they're like, well, I'll show you where the rubber meets the road. And we got into this huge argument, and I basically said, I was like, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And I said, I'm not trying to blow smoke up your rear end and bark up the wrong tree. Kids do this and they don't have a dream and they keep going to school, it'll cost them an arm and a leg for college. Like, there's no need to beat around the bush. It's not a piece of cake. And this person kept talking and I was like, you got to get this chip off your shoulder. I mean, yeah, there's no need to argue about this. This is people's futures, you know? Like, take it with a grain of salt. They're just beating a dead horse at this point. And like, they didn't give me the benefit of the doubt. And it's just weird.
You are evil, and anything that you say is evil because they are not allowed to think that what they are saying is wrong. So
exactly.
Usually when I meet people like that, after a couple of minutes of trying to have a conversation, I let my little brain tick off and say the word next, because you can't.
But I was trying to have a genuine intellectual conversation with them because I told them it's better safe than sorry, and they were just stuck between a rock and a hard place. But as you were saying, I guess birds of a feather flock together. I mean, like to them, I was like a bull in a china shop, and I said, dude, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, and there's no need to cry over spilled milk and give me crocodile tears, but I'm going to just cut to the chase because when people are learning like this and it's not working, you know, it doesn't work. You can't fight fire with fire. And I went out on a limb, and I said, listen, when people finally get sick of learning like this, curiosity will kill the cat, and then we'll be stuck. Like, don't count your chickens before they hatch, you know?
Well, you're on the right track, and maybe it was just the wrong person. But you can't be discouraged if you talk to a group and they don't want to listen. I have done that before. They've gotten forced out on me.
I was trying to be nice to them, you know.
They find it hard to listen.
Yeah, I never raised my voice or anything. I said, listen, this may be a hard pill to swallow, but hindsight is 20/20, and this information may have you head over heels, and Elvis has left the building, but even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. And I ended
found...
the conversation.
What I have found lately, and I mean, I guess it's really always been true, but I think I'm, mastering some of these skills or whatever. But you have to almost make people admit to themselves, you know, you have to make it be their idea if you want to say that. And you go and say, well, if you go stand in the rain, are you going to get wet? I mean, you know, you have to put it in some somewhat layman terms to go out there and get them to come to the conclusion on their own. Went by asking some certain questions, and I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you know, people who are totally brainwashed, and you know, don't confuse me with the facts. You're not going to do it. I have these people I talk to when it comes to this vaccine stuff. They don't care about the facts. You know, Big Brother government told them to do this, and Big Pharma. The same people who complain about Big Pharma getting all the money, the rich white men that they talk about, and all these other things. Are the same ones that are feeding them, and you can't. Sometimes you gotta say, "Well,
even with the vaccine, I've gotten into so many arguments about the vaccine thing because with me, I had such a strange experience with it myself. Like, I go into the doctor's office, and all my friends are like, "Yeah, they got two shots in my arm, and they put it in my butt, which is completely different." And it was really weird because it wasn't even the vaccine. It was the doctor's finger, and I was so confused.
That sounds a little bit weird. Okay, back to education. I'm not gonna go there.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a doctor. It was my uncle, and I don't think I got the vaccine correctly.
I don't think so either. And that, who knows, that could be a good thing. Maybe you didn't really get it, because I think you're better off without it based on everything based on the facts, the science that's being presented to us today that Fauci doesn't want anybody to know. This Dr. Del Bigtree, who's on has the High Wire show, he was on one other show yesterday or the day before and said he never truly saw anybody he thought was as evil as Fauci. And being in some room at some meeting, this was a couple of years ago, whatever, never saw anybody he thought was so evil as Fauci. Fauci is an evil person. But with that being said, I want to kind of get back onto the thing with the education, the brainwashing that's going on, the indoctrination that's going on, how these have all played a role in where we are today in the society, believing the COVID mess and everything else. I mean, it's... you cannot be ignorant and free. Are we getting better then? Go ahead, Karen.
The COVID mess was easy for people to believe because they weren't really ever taught science. And their science is environmental science. That's what they learn. The only kind of science they learn is about the environment. So you have your biology and geology and all of the other ologies that are involved in science, most of the kids have no idea what they are because they are really not taught science. And this is the other problem. This crowd believes that it is of utmost importance to dumb down the population of the world as much as possible, because the dumber the people are, the less they will require from their government. So if they're dumb and they get a 700 square foot apartment, they'll be happy like little bobbleheads. Whoopee! They won't want anything. And that's the whole idea. The COVID made it easy because the people bought into it. And now the only good thing of it is that now people really see how radically crazy these people are. But this is what the kids are learning in school. So you have to go back to that. They teach reading on a method called the whole word read. It's called whole word reading. That was the old name. And whole word reading was developed in the 30s for people who were blind because it was easier with Braille for them to get the whole word together and to feel the pattern. So our kids are being taught to read by having to recognize the patterns of the words. So every day they get 25 words to memorize. And we were told in Florida, we fought very heavy to bring phonics back. This was really classy. Phonics teaches the sounds of the 26 letters, and by putting the letters together, you can then formulate the words. So once you know the sounds of the letters, it makes it easy to read the words. That's why phonics was always wonderful, and a kid would be able to learn to read by the end of kindergarten or later than first grade. Instead, they're being forced to memorize millions of words by the time they're done, like the Chinese when they have to memorize all those characters. So instead of learning how to read, they're learning to memorize words. So I asked, first of all, they call this method now, instead of whole word reading, they call it phonemic awareness because they needed it to sound like phonics so nobody would be upset. And phonemic awareness has made sure that 47% of the kids in the United States graduate and are functionally illiterate and can't read beyond a third grade level. So I said, well, if the word constitution or the word freedom is not part of the vocabulary, when does the child learn about that? So by omission, they can leave out words to make them unfamiliar to the child. And as they grow up, those words are unfamiliar. And that's why we have such a problem with when we talk to our progressive friends, what we really should do is define the words before we start talking. Because constitution to me means a document of a contract of freedom. Constitution to them means a contract of slavery. So if I like the constitution, then I am evil because I must love slavery. And that's what they're taught. The National Archives this past week just put a tag on the original Constitution and Declaration of Independence saying that they were not fit for people. They were, I forgot the exact words, and I will find them, but basically they were saying that they were not fit for people to read. They contained poor information. This is the Constitution of the United States in the National Archives. So they are on a crash course to change our history. And one of the things that they took out in reading, of course, was cursive writing. Well, why would they take out cursive writing? Because the original documents that founded America, and for the most part, many families and church original documents were written in cursive writing. So if you can't understand cursive writing and I rewrite the Constitution and change it in block letters and tell you this is it, you will never look at the original document. They are evil people. And this has been happening for a long time, and they have done it before. They have done it many times, and each time it has failed, but it has also destroyed the people who were involved. And what they're trying to do is take over America. There are more of us than them, and we have to act. We have to do things. We must do things. The days of sitting and doing nothing are gone. If you want to live in a free country, and I really mean free country, otherwise you will be living with your social credits card, which will be your income. So you will keep your mouth shut, or you will get no Social Security this month. Or maybe you won't be able to get, you'll be on the no-fly list. Or maybe you won't get a loan. Or maybe I'll call your mortgage. And I could go on and on and on. We have to
What about the $600? The Biden was going to try to get something out there to track, have the IRS monitor people's accounts.
Oh, that's right. Monitoring our, yes. And I can attest to this one. When Obama was in office and I was doing the radio show and same kind of thing, but more talking about Agenda 21, which, by the way, folks, that's what this is. It is Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Green New Deal, a Great Reset, 3030, Sustainable Development, and any other name that you can think of. It's all the same program. It's all Agenda 21. And you can go on the United Nations website and pull up Agenda 21, and I would suggest you read it and see how wonderful it is, as it tells you that you have no rights, as they are giving you the right to have a house. I don't want the right to have a house. I'm not interested in the government telling me I can have a house or an apartment or whatever. That's up to me to decide to make that determination. Not under communism, folks. Under communism, everybody gets the same. So if Sally's house is 3,000 square feet and Karen's house is 500 square feet, sorry, Sally, you're going to have several more families move into your house.
And the word communism, where does it come from?
Well, that's commune, and commune or communal is the living together. So what they have done is they have made the group the person, whereas in a free market society, the individual is the person, the sovereign. The individual
right.
is in control. In communists, the group is the control. So if you are a member of what was the Politburo, and I think, and it was the Soviets. Soviets, by the way, are nothing more than regionalism. They broke up the country into Soviets. They were regions. And the reason why they have so many bureaucratic agencies, as Sally said, is because they're not elected. So if you have a problem, for example, with your water in your town, and you go to your commissioner or mayor or whoever you go to, they will tell you, oh, well, we don't handle that. You have to go to the water board. Well, I didn't elect the water board. You're supposed to be in charge. Well, they're not, because the water board covers 8 counties. So they have made it a region, and then they eliminate the elected official. So eventually the goal, and that's why these legislators are so stupid, because the goal is always to eliminate the elected official. You can't have somebody representing the people. Oh, my goodness, can't have that in communism. And you can't have a middle class. You can only have those that have and those that don't. Just like we have the vax and the unvax, the mask and the unmask. So as a group, they make it easier to identify you as part of a group rather than as part of it as being an individual. That's why if you listen to them, they rarely ever comment, unless it is a gun something, which we haven't had in a long time, but we will now, because the Afghanis, or I shouldn't, it's not the Afghan people, it is the Islamists, jihadis, are now coming back into the country in droves. So I really feel bad for the people who live in the big cities, because that's where they're going to be headed first. And, of course, the rural communities, but they're having a problem in the rural communities because there isn't any housing. So it's they have created a problem for themselves. And now I understand we have a caravan of 80,000 Haitians coming up from South America. 80,000
yep.
Haitians.
Now, isn't DeSantis trying to do something to block this?
Abbott doesn't close the border.
What's that?
I said, I don't understand why Abbott doesn't close the border. He is doing a lousy job.
Yeah, Abbott's a whole other case there, too. But I think it was DeSantis, or maybe it's a group of governors who are going after Biden now for a violation of his oath of office. Can't do it. They know they can't do any impeachment because of the Democrats in there. But to go after him, the states, it's really... I don't know, I was maybe on a call, last call or whatever, talking about the states have to do this. We have to understand the role of the states, which again goes to education.
Right.
People don't understand
yes.
education. The states have this power. We are states within the union, you know, within the republic, a republic made of many individual states. We have that right, the 10th Amendment. And I think, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, DeSantis has been listening. Obviously, he's listening some to Trump, but listening to a lot of us who have been reaching out to him and say, what about the 10th Amendment? Would you protect the rights? Because he seems to be one of the most aggressive and truly running his state.
He's in the lawsuit. Yeah. He is doing that. So you're right. We are so lucky that he is our governor. We are very, very, very fortunate. And someday I hope he'll be president, but I want him to be governor for another 4 years to keep Florida on the right track.
Well, and truthfully, we need governors like that who are going to protect our states' rights. You know, it's kind of it's like, well, whether you right now I don't want you to be the president either. You need to protect the state and get people help, get people educated to the 10th Amendment again, because, again, we know that people don't understand any of this. And one thing on the communism, I want to make sure I put this out there, it's everything owned in common. And you think about how the word common core, and even the word community, how we try to put everything into one, we're everything in common, we own it all in common. And what are they doing now? They don't want people to have individual houses. And people better think about that too. Biden and company and the Green Deal, whatever else. I mean, I've heard a little bit more about this lately. I'm trying to remember where it was really getting even bigger.
Yeah, this is part of their rezoning the suburbs into non-existence because they want to put in megacities. Now, what's happening, though, and they're upset about it, is that a lot of people are leaving the cities and moving out to the suburbs. Because after COVID and people seeing what it's like to live on top of each other, they don't want to do that. So they're having an issue. So what they are doing is making, I'll give you a grant, and we're going to reinstitute affirmatively furthering fair housing, so we're going to rezone your community. That's where we have to come in, Sally. That's where you're right. We have to pay attention, and we have to go to our council meetings and say, don't touch that grant. While Biden is in office, don't take any money from the feds, because the minute you open that door, you're not going to get the genie back in the bottle.
Exactly.
And look at In order, now this is what I was thinking. So we have the reading, which they are teaching a failed program. We have math, which they are teaching a failed program. They have taken the most confusing way to teach math, and that's what they are starting with. There's multiple ways to teach arithmetic. There's multiple ways to get the same answer. There's easy ways, and there's hard ways. And, of course, they have picked the hard way. So instead of having the child learn the multiplication tables and the division tables and the addition and subtraction tables and then seeing the correlation between tens and ones, tens, hundreds, thousands, et cetera, they are having the child write it out as 3,000, 3,000. Then maybe it's 3,400, 400, like that. And they have to do all of their work like that. And then they have to explain their work, and it's okay, by the way, if you don't have the right answer. Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Here's something very interesting. My husband was working on the car, and he was very upset. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, these goddamn tools from China. They don't know anything about precision. So the tools don't fit. You could buy two of them, three of them, four of them, exactly the same size. They're stamped the same size, but the precision is not there. So they could have different fittings. And lots of times, he said, look at this. It was a wrench. He said, look at this. It's the same as that bolt over there. It's supposed to open it up, but it's not fitting. And then he said, look at it, and you could see that it was bent the wrong way, just slightly. So that's part of math, precision. There's no more precision anymore. That's because they feel that everything that they do, they can run through the computer and give it to you. So I always said, okay, that's really nice as long as you have electricity. What do you do when we have these blackouts and brownouts and everybody is forced to have solar and wind and we can't have oil? Where does electricity come from? So how are you going to run those computers?
You know, I really think, and this is where I was debating, is whether I was going to send some kind of an email out to get a call to action kind of thing, because of these nutcases that are in there now who are shutting down pipelines and whatever else and trying to make everybody have the electric cars and all this other stuff. We really need to get a massive campaign educating two different things. One, electric cars are create more pollution, not less. And then two, you are going to paralyze yourself doing this. You better realize what it really means to go out there and live off the grid. You make sure you live off the grid where you have no what do you want to call it, luxuries of life.
That's a good idea. And that's what I tell everybody to do. Shut off the lights on Friday and don't turn them on until Monday. No electricity for the weekend. And see what you need. And see how you live. And then think about how it would be if it was longer and longer and longer. People don't realize, I had friends from Lebanon, and he used to tell me all the time, people don't realize in Lebanon they have 12 on, 12 off. 12 hours on electricity, 12 hours off. Isn't that going to be fun? Won't that be nice at 100 and whatever degrees in the Midwest?
And they better be careful what they wish for. It's insane. These people, they it's all wonderful to say, yes, I really like this, but it just kind of goes back to the AOC mentality. Somehow if we can exploit, truly not really exploit it, but emphasize her behaviors, like she hates all these rich people. She wants to tax all the rich people and everything else because she really thinks rich people are evil. That's why she's going to a dinner where someone's paying $30,000 for her plate. Do you not see the hypocrisy, people? Now, let's go over here in your real world. Okay, you want to go from Miami, Florida, up to Seattle. Don't know why you'd go there, but anyway. But wait a minute, you have to use an electric car. Think about how much it's going to take for you to get there. And then let's talk about the pollution that lithium battery and all that other stuff really creates, not to mention you're not going to be able to go. They're going to be able to control your travel by stopping your electricity. I mean, people
have
got to wake up and smell the coffee.
Ms. Sally, can you tell me what plane is going to fly on solar?
You know that, too. Let's affect AOC.
Well,
okay, you're allowed
maybe
to fly only on these solar planes. Let's see you get on the solar. What's that?
We have to go back to propeller engine. But how are they going to run the planes? These people are so, they are so hell-bent on power that that's all they care about, owning. They have to own and control everything. And you are right. There will be no mobility. Well, of course, if you don't have a vaccine, you're not going to be able to go any place anyway.
This is true. This is true.
You know, I mean, the sad part to me, of course, is what's going on in the schools, because here's our next generation of kids worse than we have right now. So, parents, you have a perfect out, and get your kids out of those indoctrination clinics. And if you live in Florida, you have even better shot. Get your kids out of those schools, turn around, go to your church, go to your community center, and start a class and apply for the Hope Scholarship, and that'll pay the tuition. Don't let your kids be indoctrinated. Well, don't give your kids away. That's what you're doing. Terry McAuliffe, what did he say? He doesn't believe that the parents, he does not believe that the parents have the right to tell the school what they should be teaching. Really?
I heard that. I say, oh my God, I could not believe when I heard that. I'm like, you know, come on, people. Or do we have enough people who truly have any clue what freedom is to not listen to that nonsense? Or have we already lost so many people? But I'm like you. I am optimistic. There's a lot of people who are all of a sudden realizing that their future is going to change, not for the better, with what some of these nutcases are doing. But that is such a perfect example. This goes to, isn't this all going back to good old Hillary Clinton and it takes a village?
Yep. That's what it was. That's what it came from. That's all Agenda 21. These people do not believe that we, the deplorables, the MAGA people, the patriots, the Americans, should have anything more than anybody else, any other third world country. So in order for America to be just another country, they have to treat us exactly the same way. And their goal is to eliminate the middle class, because the middle class accumulates wealth. And if you listen to Obama, and why I'm saying Obama so much is because of what Nancy said on, I think she made a little slip when she said, we have to pass these bills so we can continue Obama's agenda.
I heard that.
So
she
made a slip up. So what, what was Obama's agenda? What did he say? He said, when he was in Kenya, we can't have any other country like America. If you think you will be like America and have air conditioning and cars, he's telling this to the people of Kenya, what they can have and can't have. And then he goes someplace else, and he berates the American people. Why are they berating the American people? Why are they calling us domestic terrorists? Why are they doing that? Well, if we're domestic terrorists, then the police could be on us any minute, because who knows what we could be doing. And I think it was Australia just passed a bill that an officer would be allowed to insert any evidence that they feel necessary to make the case. So they're telling you, the officer can lie and put evidence in your case, so you better keep your mouth shut. And then Obama said, remember when he said he wanted a civilian military that was equally as strong as the federal military. So what is he doing? What are they doing? Well, you defund the police. Then what happens? the people begin to scream because the crime goes up. Well, you don't have any police. Well, you can't hire any police because you made absurd, ridiculous rules for these police. So you say, oh, Capitol Police, we're going to send you throughout the country. And you go and you protect these Capitol buildings. Now, when the cry comes for police, the Capitol Police will be right there. And they will then begin to manage the police department. And now our local police, who we know and trust, and we elect most places, the sheriff, becomes Capitol Federal Police. And that is the beginning of the very end. So we don't want that to get there.
Well, I think there's one other thing.
Remember, I think when we were talking about Agenda 21 and we discovered all the body bags that FEMA was buying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh,
yep. We're
going to
see. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see the bodies that stop dropping around here with this COVID stuff in the next couple of years. And I kind of want to talk about that in just a minute, but first I want to, before I forget, you know, I was talking about, you know, everybody having a call to action to protect the fossil fuels because of what you're going to live. You better be careful what you wish for and that stuff and stop the insanity. But the other thing, tell me what you think of this idea. And, of course, if I had lots of money, it would be a lot easier to do it. But how about we have a Declaration of Independence and Constitution mandate? Before you could go into a building, you actually had to show that you actually knew what the Declaration and the Constitution was. You had to have something with you. And then, of course, you have a vaccine mandate, whatever.
That would be really good. I wish that our legislators, the first day that they were there, how to take a class on the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, because if I hear one of those morons say how we are destroying the Constitution when I know they haven't even read it and have
they
no
can't even
idea
spell
what's
it.
In it,
it's
nauseating.
Yes,
and it's exactly as you said. We have a 10th Amendment. Most people have no idea what it is. Thank God DeSantis, our governor, has read it. And that is of utmost importance. But now I'm thinking, remember all those FEMA camps that we found?
Yeah.
All the that data center that was in Utah?
Yeah, I was going to say,
the underground building underneath, what was it, in Denver, under the Denver airport? It's like a whole city.
Yeah. Makes you wonder what's going to really happen next.
Makes sense as why they built these things.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, and there again, people understood, teaching people a little bit about history, what's happened in the past, all the Roman Empire, and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, yes, and this is very, very similar to the Weimar Republic, and unfortunately what happened to Argentina and Venezuela. These were incredibly wealthy countries, incredibly wealthy. And socialism and communism took hold, and now the people are eating out of garbage pails. So we already have that in some of our cities. We already have. Think about this, $6.3 billion to Afghani refugees that are unvetted. Do you have any idea what the veterans could do or the homeless program that could be put in place with $6.3 billion or even a wall? They hate us that much.
That is so because it's just, it's beyond me. And it's like, but you know, I do have the faith that a lot of people are really waking up to this, what's happening. So there's the guy, the Marine, who's in jail now. Excuse me, the guy, he, because he spoke up about what they did, I guess.
He's showing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And now I heard today something about they gave him a 600-page document. Their court hearing's tomorrow, and here's the 600 pages that they're going to go after him with, or something like that.
These people, folks, until we learn to name the enemy, there is no enemy. The DNC, a bunch of communists, they are the enemy. The globalists, they are communists. They are the enemy. The Islamists, who are going around right now in Afghanistan, house to house, on the list that Biden's State Department gave them, looking for the Afghanis and Americans who worked with America. And they are taking them out to the town square and either beheading them, hanging them, or burning them. And this, we gave $83 billion worth of military-grade equipment.
You have to go back. I mean, again, God gave you a brain. People, you got to engage it. You got to get past some of the brainwashing that's been done to you and start to think it. Put the pieces together. Connect some of the dots. I mean, you're allowing invasion on the southern border. You're giving away billions of dollars of military equipment, and you're bringing in people from this area that are not vetted. I mean, if this is not what you call a takeover, and it truly, I'm sorry, I still think it's treason. I understand because of the morons we have in public office today at all levels, I know there's definitely a handful of people in Washington, D.C. today that would go after him for treason, but we don't have enough of them. But I don't see how you don't call this treason. This aiding the enemy, aiding and abetting the enemy, I mean, and undermining and facilitating the overthrow. If this is not facilitating the overthrow of the government, what is? It's just unbelievable to me.
It depends on the side of the aisle that you're sitting, because according to the progressives, Israel is the enemy. We are the domestic terrorists, so we are the enemy. And the Taliban and the Iranians are their friends, and the Chinese. So we have a government that is communist and is now trying to put its communist policies on us. And that is going to be the big battle. And unfortunately, I go back, as we all do, I go back to school again. Our kids are being taught nothing. They're being taught our military is teaching critical race theory, more important than winning a war. What do we need a military for if we don't have protection on our borders and in our country, and protecting us with the best military ever? Nothing against the military, but what do we need you for if you're not going to protect us?
Exactly.
You can't fight if your hands are tied behind your back. And that's what the Biden administration is doing, because you have the generals who are more focused on the white supremacists and the domestic terrorists than they are on the real terrorists.
So sick.
And
truly is so sick.
Didn't they find out last week that the FBI was more involved in 1/6 than the people that were there?
Exactly.
Sounds very familiar. We have seen this movie before. We know how it ends. We don't want it to end like that, so we have to do something about it now. And doing something about it is electing the right people and talking, telling the truth,
sharing facts, sharing the facts. Let me ask you, we got about, I don't know, right at 15 minutes now, but I'm two things I want to kind of put out there as we're wrapping up. First off, a little bit of an opinion on the Arizona audit thing, because I'm still a little bit confused as to what the heck is going on out there. They've identified, well, when Maricopa County's like, well, we counted the same we counted the bad ones twice, and we got the same number. I mean, it was kind of a stupid thing to say, or what the end result was, because, well, we counted the phantom votes, we counted the votes for the dead people, we counted them both times, so yeah, they equal, you know. To me, it was two bogus counts, but that was Maricopa County. But when it comes to the overall Arizona audit, I'm trying to get a handle on where it truly is right now. Are they going to decertify it? And then when it let's start with that.
Apparently, Governor Ducey, he said he's not going to decertify anything, but then that was an oops because it's not up to him. It has to go to the House and the Senate. And the president of the Senate, Karen Fan, said that there was enough fraud there that the Maricopa County election must be decertified. So they had to go to court, and Maricopa County refused to give them the routers. Well, a judge just said, sorry, you have to give them the routers. So they now have the routers, and they can go back and prove everything they said because they have the machine that will show that it was connected to the internet. So that looks like it will be decertified, and I think they have asked for an audit in two other counties. See, now people think decertifying the presidential election. You have to remember that there were state and local elections that were tagged along too. And in a lot of these, they were very close, and many cases may have been fraudulent as well. So, Mark Kelly could have lost. That would tip the balance in the Senate. And they have the Senate in Arizona has the right to recall the electors or change the results of the election if they find fraud, which they found. So they can go back and check and see if Mark Kelly really won, and if he did not, they could recall him and send out the correct person who won. And that was why the Senate was supposed to be decided by the Senate of the state, not the people. Because the Senate of the state, according to the Constitution, was supposed to send two senators to D.C. And those senators would be answerable to the state, not the people.
Okay.
And because of Wilson and his repealing of the the 17th Amendment. Anyway, the state, we now elect, on a general election, we elect our senators. But it looks very good in Arizona, and it looks like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia will be joining in and also auditing. So those states will be probably turned over as well. The sad part is that this is going to take time because every time something is done on the election side, there's a lawsuit, and people forget that. Like they say, why didn't Trump build the wall? Well, every time he turned around, there was a lawsuit. They had to go through court several times before he could put anything in the ground. And, of course, the first 2 years you had Brian, who wouldn't even give him a dime for the wall. So he had only 2 years to do it, and I think he did a pretty good job on that. That's not my beef with him. My beef with him is why did he leave those people in office, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
But anyway, education, critical race theory, all of these programs, they're all created to divide the people. and to have built-in inherent insecurity so that you turn around and you say, oh, government, help me, help me, help me, help me. I can't do it myself. Help me. And that's what this has, that's what these policies are all about. So we need to get on the phone and make sure you call your representatives and your senators and tell them no on the continuing resolution, no on, I guess the continuing resolution is too late, but no on the debt ceiling, and where's the budget? Where is the budget? So we have that job to do.
Yeah, and locally, got to call those school boards. Got to go down to the meetings. Call, email, be the biggest CIA that you can. We got to stand up to them. We got to say, take back education to the local thing. In fact, I don't know, Texas. Have you heard of? I think they call it Texit. Kind of like Brexit, only it's Texit, where they're Texas, and this is something, another truly educational thing, going back to the 10th Amendment, too, and the role of the federal government. Apparently, and it'll never happen with Abbott. That's why the other guy, Chad, I think, is running for the governor. They're taking an approach right now. Him, too. But they want to say, we are not taking any money from the federal government. They're going to start, I know they haven't rejected it all up until this point. But the whole idea is to close the door on that. And I think DeSantis did close the door on some. I know the lady in South Dakota, I know she also did it. The federal government, we don't want your control. You keep your own money and we do our own thing.
Right, exactly. Well, that would be ideal. And if I might, I'm going to give a plug for my radio show, which is The Prism of America's Education. And that is on the America Out Loud Network on the weekend, on Saturday at 1 and 9 Eastern, and on Sunday at 1 and 9 Eastern. And you just have to go to AmericaOutLoud.com at 1 o'clock, and the show will be there. Hope you can join us. And you have to come and visit me on my show, Sally. That would be great.
Just let me know when. I'll be there.
Yes, I always enjoy our conversations. But folks, now is the time. I'll go back to that again. Now is the time that Sally and I have been telling you, you have to do whatever you can. Remember when we first started the tea parties and we used to make flyers and put them out all over the place? We used to use business cards, have business cards printed up and say, do you know your child is being taught pornography in school? And leave that around for a while and see what happens. You can change the message, but you have to talk to people. Go to your local town leaders. One fellow called me and he told me that he went to the Hungry Howie's pizza place in his town, and he asked them if he had a contest for the fifth graders, would they be willing to supply an individual pizza to the winner. And they said, absolutely. And the challenge is that they had to recite the preamble to the Constitution to their teacher, and the teacher agreed also. So he has involved the community. Once you involve the community, people begin to see you not as a conservative or liberal or whatever. They see you as a person, and that's what you want. You want the people to see you as a person, not as a member of a group, because that's where the left likes you to go. So when you know they like you to go there, you want to run away and go someplace else. And that
exactly.
That would be getting away as fast as possible. But you want your neighbors and your friends to know you as a person. And then when you say something, because I said that to a friend of mine. We were talking, and she said something about prejudice, and the Republicans are prejudiced. And I said, oh, really? Do you think I'm prejudiced? And it was like, oh, how do I answer that one? So you can put them on the spot. You can do things like that. I like to throw back at them and ask them questions about what they just made a comment on. And don't be belligerent. You have to be charming. Always be charming. Always keep your cool. Never get involved in any emotional upheaval that they get involved in because they want you to, and the minute you do, you lose. You got to maintain your cool at all times. That makes them crazy. And especially when they ask, why? Why do you, why? Show me how. Tell me how.
Yeah, don't confuse, the mentality of don't confuse me with a fax kind of thing is so much out there.
Right.
I'll tell you, what I have found in my own communications with people out there, and people who know me, such as you, Karen, know it's absolutely, it's not an act, it's true, because I say I cannot stand Democrats or Republicans. I think they're all a bunch of idiots, and I want somebody real. I want some real people.
Yes.
And, you know, it takes down so many barriers when you get the two parties out of the way. And one last thing, we've got 4 minutes. I've got one thing when it comes to education, and I meant to actually talk about this in the very beginning, because I know you know it's true too. Go back and look at George Washington's farewell address, and you will see over and over again what is happening today and the things he warned us about. The factions. Do not allow us political parties, associations, and factions. They will divide you. They will usurp the will of the people, the will of the nation, for a will of a party, and they will undermine and allow unprincipled individuals to take the reins of government. And I mean, it's, you go through and you read what Washington said, and you see it right here today. But I don't truly, because we don't teach critical thinking, I could be, a lot of people would probably read that and never put those pieces together. But it really is right there in front of us, and people need to
it
go
is.
Spend some
and
time reading that.
A lot of our founders, that should be, that was required reading when I was in school. Now it's, let's take down his statue. They're jealous. That's part of it, too. They can't understand the relationship, the love that the people had, because they have no love for anyone other than themselves. Period. That's it. So it's a horrific thing, and we are going to suffer through it unless we get involved. And join your precinct. That's very important. We are finding that precincts are empty. Empty. So the rhinos will fill them up. You don't want that to happen. Go to your precinct. See if you can become a precinct chair, precinct captain, whatever they call it. They may call it different things in different states. But the precinct is the one that helps to support the candidates and helps with the funding, so they will listen to you. You want to go and talk to a legislator and say, I'm a member of precinct blah, blah, blah. Well, that means they listen to you differently, because you get to vote on money. How much money are they going to get? So this is another way that we can get involved. We have to get involved. It's not going to work if we don't get involved.
Absolutely. And with that being said, we are going to wrap up the show tonight. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. My schedule's been really crazy. It probably won't have another show for maybe another 2 weeks, but we're going to get there. And I will eventually be back on once a week like I was in the past. But we've got to keep united. We got to share the truth. The truth will set us free. Do not comply with unconstitutional mandates. Time and time again, I'm being the legal are telling everybody, do not quit. Make them fire you, because it's illegal for them to fire you for the health of the vaccine kind of thing. It's very difficult, but we cannot cave into this. We cannot give up our liberty for a very, very, very false security, and we really don't have a clue what's in this vaccine and the truth. We see, if you go out there and research stuff, they could be truly putting us into those FEMA camps that are out there in the Midwest, or not the Midwest, but whatever, out there in Utah and wherever else. So please, people, get involved. Thank you so much, Karen. This has been an excellent discussion. Tune in to Karen's show as well. We will do this again, but it really is up to us. Please get involved. Share your opinion. Do not cave in to unconstitutional mandates. Do not comply. We yep. have to do not consent, do not comply. And with that being said, thank you so much again, and God bless
exactly,
America.
Exactly, and thank you. It was really great.
Thanks, Karen. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks.